Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Starts out a little like Christmas in Hollis for me.
Great song.
Yeah.
Great song. In the playlist. That'll start on Black Friday.
A week from today.
That's
huh?
right. Tree goes up, lights go on. Tonight is the inaugural Mayor's Christmas tree lighting in downtown Lee's Summit.
Oh, nice. You going?
I will be there.
That looked like a cool tree down there, man.
Yeah,
that's a huge-looking tree. It looked awesome. I was like, damn, the Lee's Summit did a nice job with their tree.
Yeah, they're doing a little different this year. They built that Green Street location, and they got a big old tree down there. The street lights all light up. You get into that whole feeling. Every time I come home at night, the whole like downtown district is lit up like Christmas. It's pretty legit, man. It's I definitely dig it. Tonight, in case you need to watch football, you do have some college action. Florida State versus North Carolina State and Hawaii versus UNLV.
Well, let's go.
So, you know.
Who?
Hawaii versus UNLV. That's yeah.
I know that I'm hard.
That's at 9:30, so you'll be into that one. And then Florida State, North Carolina play at 7.
7 okay. o'clock tonight. Sure. Everybody's going to be at high school games. We got Sub-State on the campus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Kansas side tonight, you know, Bays are taking on St. James Academy. I can't be there. I'm headed out of town for the day, but it's raining, so I don't know how that's going to affect, you know, the play calling tonight for Bays. Run the ball, get it to Roman, and call it a day. 35-0 Bays over St. James and go on to win, you know, state championship next week. I think it's in Emporia is where they're going to end up playing their state championship game next week. So we got St. James taking on Bays over there. Maloney's kid is going over to the game tonight. As well, he's rooting for St. James. Boo.
Boo!
Go Roman, go Baser.
No doubt.
What's going on in Missouri tonight? Anything?
I don't know. I know Lee Summit continued on.
They continued on?
Yeah, I think. Once my team was knocked out last
week. You're
done.
Week, yeah. I get it. 100%. You're out.
Blue Springs, great season. Upset Blue Springs South, always nice. That's a big rivalry game. And then lost to Jeff City last week. So I think Lee Summit's still going on. I'm pretty sure they are. So hopefully they do their thing. But again, college football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanner's teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanner locations. Bud Light and Tanner's, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters, because you got Tennessee, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Damn right. Saturday. It's the world's largest cocktail party or something, isn't it? Their name for that game. I mean, that's right. Georgia, Florida is the world's largest cocktail party, but is there a Tennessee, Florida name?
No, I don't know. I just hate the Gators.
Okay.
No doubt. Spagnuolo has a chance to really, you know, impact this game this week, because we saw yesterday that Daniel Jones popped up on the injury report with a calf injury. Interesting to see that. So you got to think that they're going to lean heavily on Jonathan Taylor, which is no surprise. That's what they've done all year, and it's been successful. This was Nate Taylor on Spags and how he has to become more and more of a blitzer.
Blitz, 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 blitz. I don't care what the numbers say. You're Steve Spagnuolo. Mm-hmm. We know that the four-man pass rush is wildly underperforming. You know, even though Chris Jones had a good game on Sunday, even though Dris Carlos has had moments Sunday against the Broncos, third and 15 kind of, you know, reaffirmed that, like, yeah, man, you think that, like, me not blitzing is me being unpredictable. Well, you didn't get pressure. So let's ratchet it up. I don't care what the stats say. The only way Daniel Jones doesn't get the ball to Tyler Warren is if he's under pressure quickly. So you know what that means? Use the crowd. Use Chris Jones as a starting block, because you know how the pass protection is going to go for the other team, and go after the quarterback. There's no excuses now for the Chiefs not to play Jaden Hicks, and there's no excuses for the Chiefs to say, hey, yes, we don't give up a ton of explosive plays, but when it's time to get off the field, man, just tell the quarterback, you better find a solution in 2 seconds, because we're coming.
I mean, that's what you got to do this week now, especially with the injury news coming out with Daniel Jones yesterday. He was put on what they call the injured list with a calf injury. And I think what Nate is saying there is very apropos to what you have to do now on Sunday afternoon against Daniel Jones. He's got a bum calf. You have to make him use that calf, force him to plant, force him to throw, force him to run, force him to scramble, force him to be uncomfortable in the pocket, force him to have to move around. And if you have to do that because your front four just can't get home for whatever reason and you have to blitz, 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 like Nate said, then that's what you got to do. You got a QB with kind of a bum wheel right now. You need to take advantage of that, right? You need to go after him. You need to make him move. You need to make him uncomfortable. You need to make him soft, like he's been for most of his career. Like, you can't have a game on Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium with your season on the line and allow Daniel Jones to beat you. That's just unacceptable.
Nate Taylor also in the same field as Mac Morey when he says they want to see this guy play a little bit more.
Where in the world is Jaden Hicks? That was supposed to be your person, kind of like Justin Reed a couple years ago, where you said, hey, if they have a tight end, this is our matchup. We feel most comfortable with saying, hey, you know what? I love you, Leo Chenal, or I love you, Drew Tranquil, but like, we got to get this young kid on the field because he's athletic enough to do it. Now, I know somebody's probably saying this, so I'm going to say it as well. In the first couple of weeks of the season, you could tell Jaden Hayes was struggling, particularly in man-to-man coverage against tight ends. Maybe the game was spinning. Okay, guys, it's week 12. Like, let's acknowledge that, like, Jaden Hicks should probably be on the field more than he is, and that he's the most athletic DB capable of maybe making things difficult for a tight end as good as Tyler Warren.
So that's my concern, is what are they going to do with the tight end? Because if his leg is the way that they say it is, a little bummed up, a little flat tire, as you mentioned earlier, they're going to throw quick cross-direction plays, and that's going to attack your linebacking core. And you've got to get pressure on Daniel Jones. We know they're going to run the play-action game because, let's just face it, this must win.
Yeah.
I mean, we said last week against Denver it was a must win. It was. But this is more of a must win.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a bigger must win. This is a true must win game. You going into the Denver game, you still had one more, you know, room for error. You didn't want it to be against Denver. And whatnot, but this is the first time in the regular season where their lives are on the line. I mean, we've seen playoff games where obviously they're must wins and, you know, win or go home type situations, but that's the playoffs. That's all gravy, right? You lose in the playoffs. Hey, we still had a good season. We were in the playoffs, right? This is completely different. Their backs have never been against the wall like this ever, where everything is on the line. And again, I don't factor in playoff games to that because you're in the playoffs. You've already done that. This is for a lot, man. This is for the legacy. This is for, is this a dynasty? This is for history. There's a lot on the line for this. It's not just making the playoffs. It's about how you're perceived as well from everybody else around, because everybody is waiting for that first opportunity to say that you're not the New England Patriots and you're not as good as the New England Patriots. Losing this game and not making it into the playoffs will open that door wide up. Again, Tom Brady never missed the playoffs after his second year in the NFL as a starting quarterback. For Patrick Mahomes to miss it this late, if you will, into his career, it's not a good look when you're talking about greatest of all time. You've got to find a way to win this game. You should be able to win this game. You are the better team. You are the better organization. You do have the better quarterback, the better players, but you just have to go out there and do it. And we're going to see for the first time in the Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes era, how they operate under pressure in a true first ever must-win game to save your season.
I will say, just for the record, Mahomes has never lost in a wild card game to Jim Plunkett or whatever. But, you know, who's keeping score? It doesn't matter. You're right. It is a must-win game. They got to go out and win it. I will say, I agree with Nate Taylor. Stack the box. If you're going to be predictable, if one person on the coaching staff for the Chiefs is going to be predictable, let it be Spags, and let it be predictably bringing the heat to kick some ass. He talked about Jaden Hicks. I'm all in. He has eradicated those man coverage issues since week 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And not only that, something that I didn't mention, he's the hardest hitter on this team. He lays the wood. He's intimidating. They lack that right now. This team lacks physicality. They lack, not on the offensive line. They'll man some people down if Andy Reid will actually allow them to. But on the defense, yeah, they've got good man coverage, but they aren't intimidating. They aren't scary. If they scare Jonathan Taylor away and they force Daniel Jones to pass the ball within 2.5 seconds, I trust McDuffie. I trust Jaden Hicks. I trust Noel Williams, who needs to play more than 0 snaps this Sunday, to cover someone, to cover a wide receiver, let it be Pittman, Alec Pierce, whoever, for 2.5 seconds. I do.
How did we get away from Noel Williams? Like, usually when you get better, you get more playing time. Yep. He got better, and then all of a sudden, like, he's still here?
Yeah, we had a text about that. Well, it feels like we're drafting players and not playing them. It is weird. A lot of these guys just kind of, well, it's what we've talked about. You keep those familiar faces close to you, kind of don't let those new guys rise up.
Well, and you're right about that. A lot of that has to do with coaches. They'd rather trust the veterans than trust the rookie. And now you're a nut cutting time. Who do you want, a veteran or a rookie out there? I'm still taking the rookie at this point in time. He's shown that he can play. And at this point in time, nobody's a rookie anymore. We've all had this experience, right?
3 months in.
According to Vegas, your MVP odds have been updated. Matthew Stafford, +125. Drake May, +140. Jonathan Taylor, +800.
Davis Mills, +1,000.
Josh Allen, +1,400. Patrick Mahomes, +2,000.
The only way he can win the MVP is if they win out.
Went out. That'd be the way to do it.
Yep.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 12 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Kansas City Chiefs. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We all get focused because the voice, Mitch Holtis, joins us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. It's Mitch Holthus time, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, and also brought to you by Silverside Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverside Eye Center. It is Kansas City. It is the Colts, but the Colts are better than people might think they are. Mitch Holthus, how good are these Colts?
They're very good and way better than you think they are. Now, we're going to do a couple things. One, if you're not focused this week, Dusty, you can turn in your Chiefs Kingdom decoder ring. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Set it on the table, turn it into Roxanne Marotti, and go, okay, because everybody has to be focused this week. The other thing I'm going to do is start a new tradition here on these Fridays is I'm going to call it the Mac Morey Mid-Major. We're going to honor one mid-major beginning with M, just to do it and give it in honor of Mac Mid-Major Morey.
All right. Okay. Sweet, right? Mitch.
Okay. So this week, now Mac's going to try to guess it first, though.
Oh.
So, yes. So, Mac, you got a guess?
I'll go back.
What are the clues?
It just starts with an M and mid-major. Clues? That's what I get?
Yeah. M and mid-major.
Okay. That narrows it down. I'll go back to the volunteer state. How about Middle Tennessee State University, MTSU?
You nailed it.
Just come on.
I was good. Okay,
let's
you
go.
Got it.
No, we didn't.
Plus five. Plus five if you know the nickname.
The Blue Raiders.
Yeah, okay, very good. So we're off to a good start, or bad start.
Let's go.
However you want to look at it. But anyway, yes, every week we'll have the Mac Morey Mid-Major. Beginning with M.
All right.
Love so, that. Yeah, no, they're very good. I can sit here. When I did the scuba dive into these guys, because here's, I think I had the opinion of most of America, because we don't see the Colts. Have you seen the Colts? Has anybody ever seen the Colts of 25?
No.
They're nowhere to be found. They just pop up on your phone with a score. And this stunned me. Point differential, they're the best in the league, plus 115. They're averaging 32.1 points a game, the best since Peyton Manning's Colts of 2004. They're the best in the league at almost 400 yards per game. They're averaging 3.2 points per drive. That's the second most of any team in 25 years. Best in first down productivity, least three and outs, third in red zone offense. It's on the fourth down, we talk about how good the Chiefs have been at 16 of 20. These guys are 17 of 21. I'm going, why have I – because you think, well, Daniel Jones, come on. Jonathan Taylor's really good, but, oh, it's, you know, poor schedule. And no, they're good. This is a legitimate AFC challenger that Chris Ballard has built.
Yeah, and it's scary coming in here, knowing what the Chiefs are up against in this really the first must-win game of the Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid regular season era here in Kansas City with their backs against the wall. I mean, this is a big one for the Chiefs to go out there and rise to the occasion. Mitch, what are you feeling going into this game from a Chiefs perspective?
Well, can I fight you on the must win?
Yeah, sure.
I think there have been others. There have been others. This weekend, this very weekend, in 2019. Now, we know how 2019 ended.
Right.
But in 2019, lost three straight home games, including Houston, including the Colts, 19-13. Shady McCoy fumbles the screen going in, right?
Yeah.
That was the last we ever saw Shady McCoy.
That was until he's running his mouth about everybody else. But anyway.
Yeah, whatever. But at that point, the Chiefs, we were going to Mexico this week, going to go to Mexico to play the Chargers, 6-4. At the time, the Chiefs had no more wiggle room. to try to win the division, and it got a little iffy in trying to make the playoffs. Now, we don't look at it like now because of how the story ended, but it was close to being now one game behind. But that's one. Another one, 5-4 in 2021. The Chiefs have been here before, but let's just put it this way. The hole that's been dug, those instances were 3 feet deep. This is 4 feet deep. So, yes, it is. It's now a series of one-game seasons, and you're playing a way better team than most of the Chiefs Kingdom thinks, or that I thought until I started scuba diving on these guys after the Kingdom show on Monday night.
So what do we have to do to be successful on Sunday from a defensive standpoint first against these guys?
Trust your eyes. These guys, now the Daniel Jones injury becomes interesting because that pops up late. And when you see it on the injury report, it's like now they've got these hash marks and parentheses. It's like some code from World War II. So, but it means that this was a late, the designation was it's later in the week and didn't have it when the week began. All right. All that being said, you're thinking, man, you got to slow down Jonathan Taylor. Yeah, you do. Easier said than done. The dude has had 6 runs this year, clocked at 20 miles an hour and more. Here's your stat of the morning. Dusty, I like this one. Jonathan Taylor has more yards after contact than the entire rushing total of everybody in the NFL other than James Cook. I mean, the guy's a monster, but you've got to just slow him down. However, you're thinking you stop Jonathan Taylor, you stop the Colts. Now, for Riley Leonard's quarterback, and that may be a good assumption. If it's on Daniel Jones, even on a bad calf, you got other issues. Tyler Warren has changed this team. I loved him coming out of the draft out of Penn State. He's a baby Kelsey. Same with Brock Bowers. Same cat. Runs every route. Now, Alec Pierce, the most yards per catch in the NFL, 2 years in a row. Michael Pittman Jr., go routes. If you blitz him, well, then you got a one-on-one, and many times they'll just get a go route, and these guys are very good go route receivers. So there's a lot here on the plate for the Chiefs to defend. But I would say trust your eyes. Because don't get tricked in play action. You've got to play your job, but you also have to understand that there's a lot on every play. You're playing the Bills. You've got to treat this like you're playing the Buffalo Bills, in my opinion, without a running quarterback like Josh Allen. But as far as the run game and the run game helping the pass game, it is the same discipline you have to have if you're playing the Bills or the Ravens when they're in a flow.
Mitch, you had mentioned something about Chris Ballard, and maybe we can go back to 2019 and something that he had yelled out. But what he has done to that franchise is completely turned that thing around.
Yeah, and he got hit with the luck deal, the bad luck, because he thought he had his quarterback. And so what he did, he started with the trenches. And I'll just tell you what he said in 2019. They upset us 19-13 in the Shady McCoy disappearing fumble game. But I heard him yell down the hallway. He said, you know, kind of waves and like, hey, you know, good game. And then he turns and we're getting ready to do field pass with Matt McMullen. I don't know if Matt heard this. No, it would have been BJ Kissel at the time. But it's all about the trenches. He's just screaming at the top of it because he knows he's out of the public view. Mm-hmm. It's all about the trenches. And that's what he did. And he has when you go get Quentin Nelson in the draft, Braden Smith, the Olathe South Falcon, their right tackle. They drafted him. And they put in 2 younger offensive linemen now. It's always a priority for him. And then up front defensively, the injuries have affected them somewhat. But they still have some dudes up there because they don't have DeForest Buckner. But Grover Stewart's way underrated. You've got Adewore, who's from North Kansas City Hornet, former Northwestern Wildcat. So it's been the front on the offensive and defensive lines from day one. He's wanted to build a physical team. The other thing that he has done, though, that's a little less apparent is he has built speed throughout his roster. Dave Tobe will tell you this is maybe the fastest special teams unit in the league, and he thinks one of the top, or if not the top, 1, 2, or 3 special teams unit overall. And that's Chris Ballard building this roster. He just lost Andrew Luck. He's been trying to find a quarterback ever since. Resurrection of Daniel Jones. But this is a legitimate AFC team, not just some cute 2025 story. Oh, look, they had a bad schedule.
You mentioned the special teams and Dave Tobe, and they've been kind of not so great this year from a coverage standpoint. Kicking can't find the landing zone and all that kind of stuff. How are the special teams going to have to impact this game on Sunday?
Well, they just can't neutralize. They've got to win. They can't tie. This can't be a one draw like Sporting or the Current. This has got to be a win. And it's in all four phases. They've not had the explosive return yet. I think a Remigio 63-yard kickoff return against Houston in the playoffs. Think about his 41-yard kickoff return, punt return against Buffalo. That we haven't returned a kick for a touchdown since COVID. And we nearly blocked the punt last week. I mean, Jack Cochran wins that game if he blocks the punt. And then Crankshaw, or whatever his name is, gets a 57-yarder out of it. It's a 32nd of an inch from being blocked. And you think, well, maybe it's a 35-yard punt. No, it's 57. Big play in the game. But the Chiefs are also near the top in holding penalties on special teams or blocks in the back. And so that just kills you in field position. In these series of one-game seasons, you've got to flip that script. And you can't tie. You've got to win. And you've got to win in all four phases. And that means no PATs blocked, no kicks outside the landing zone, don't get the ball at the 40. There's just been a lot of this throughout the season. And that's not normally the Chiefs. Usually we're at the top of almost every special teams category. So you got time to fix it, time to reclimate it. Now, you got young guys. You got Bassa. You got Cooper McDonald. Which are mainstays on the special team that are rookies, Noel Williams, Keith Knowles. These guys have all got to be better. And right now they're the linchpins of this team.
Mitch, you sat down with Kareem Hunt about what his role is, and this was the audio.
You know, it's a big role. You know, it's something that, you know, they got to have trust in you to do that. So I feel like they put trust in me to be able to, you know, take on that role. So I'm going to find a way to make it happen.
Isaiah Pacheco back at practice with the knee brace on the knee. Kareem Hunt been the guy that the hell with the tush push. You got the Kareem push. Is that what you're kind of referencing in that situation?
Dirty work.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have in your life? I know Mac Morey's got several. You need some dirty job done, right? They'll always do it. They'll do it better than you wanted them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're that guy. That's Kareem Hunt. 11 times he's had 3rd-and-1. The most, tied for the most with Josh Jacobs of any in the league. He's made it 9 times, the best of anybody in the league. Next, Josh Jacobs, but he has 7. The point here is that Kareem Hunt will do the dirty work, and I think we got to let him do a little more dirty work.
Yep.
Whether depending on down and distance or, but the guy has been an absolute just machine, and we got to use that machine. If this thing's going to turn starting Sunday, Kareem Hunt will be a bigger part of that, you think, and that's not winning your fantasy league for busting a $150 and 4 tutties. It's not that. It's, okay, we got to get this grimy stuff done right here to keep this drive going, or we need a touchdown here, not a field goal. We're going to dial up Kareem Hunt and let him eat.
And Mitch Holtis, that is, to me, the biggest elephant in the room from the entire week. We've heard the word predictability thrown around by many people this week regarding the Chiefs, both offensively and defensively. Mitchell Schwartz showed the video of the linebackers retreating, not respecting the run on the first play of the game with the RPO. Will Andy Reid allow this offense to get under center and run the ball? Because when they do, they're one of the most effective teams in the NFL.
Well, what's the first part of RPO?
Yeah, but it's like I always tell my on the air, I was saying I get my kids 2 choices, take out the trash or eat this piece of cake. You know what they're going to do every single time. So eventually you just have to say, please just take out the trash. There's no cake involved.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you also can do an RPO and run the ball.
Yes.
And so on Schwartz's example, I think what he's saying is give it on the run.
Yeah.
Because the linebacker is turning his hips and bailing out, thinking, oh, it's an RPO. Pat's going to throw it. And Pat can run it too. You don't want him. It's not just a scramble. He can run, slide for 4. 4 yards now from here on in till death do us part is going to be a big play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, these games are going to be slight, tough, good opponents, no negative plays. And you don't get any negative plays with Kareem Hunt. So if you've got an RPO opportunity, and whether that's Pat running it or your run handoff, then go ahead and do it or try it, you know, or just read it. So, and then the predictability thing is something the Chiefs study all the time. Now, I think the predictability is on personnel. And so they're thinking, okay, Breshard Smith, then it's going to be a pass. Breshard Smith can run the ball. Now, we know he's a transformed wide receiver, but he can run inside the tackle. So they got plays to run inside the tackle. So I just think you'll see it different. I think that there will be, and trying to get back into the flow, because nobody was saying all this in weeks 4 through 8. But 3rd and 1 at your own 19 in the back-to-back possession at the end of the second quarter with your double-dip opportunity, mm-hmm. which we didn't get done again. In fact, it was 0 points second quarter and an interception third.
Right.
And 3rd and 2 at your own 19. Pick those up. Just start all over. Reboot. Turn the computer off. Turn it back on and then let it rip. But that's going to be a big part of from here on.
And that's why I say with the RPOs, I treat it like my kid. Either take out the trash or eat this piece of cake. They're going to go to the cake. That's like Mahomes. You're giving him the option. We all know he's not using the R option most of the time, right? He wants to throw that football. So you take that option away from him and say, we're just doing the R's on this play, you know?
Yeah, or you could still do the RPO. I think the RPO is an effective play for Pat. And just say, hey, if it's there, give it to Kareem. Let's let him... let him go, or Breshard, or Pacheco, or whomever's in there. So I wouldn't take away the RPO completely. Just make sure you don't forget the first letter of the RPO.
Yeah, and I also think getting 87 involved is big this week, man. He was a beast on Sunday. I'm loving every minute of Travis Kelce so far this season. It's been great.
Well, he's seeing that. I mean, he knows the urgency. He's been around enough. And his play to give us the lead was gigantic. I thought at that point, okay, if we're missing the PAT or having it blocked, was the exact situation of Super Bowl 57 against San Francisco when the Chiefs did it, when Chanel blocked that. Instead of a 4-point differential, it's 3, which changes everything. Play calling, mood, psychology. And so when that PAT got blocked, the fact that they've got Lux and they know, hey, we don't have to get that close. We can just tie it with a bombing field goal, which they did. But if you go up 4, you change Denver's mentality completely. But Kelce made such an awesome play in there. It's just that it's just tightening everything up. No more drops by anybody. It's almost like you got to get in playoff mode right now.
Mitch, I want to ask you this because I think they need to go back to what I've called all week, less being more. You don't need to do too much. I don't know the whole thing of everybody's going to eat is out there and all that sort of stuff, but I think this team can get back to what they normally look like if they just go with the mantra of less is more.
Well, and understanding that the importance of every play now and the importance of every drive now and what that means, and I'm not worried about everybody eating. I'm worried about everybody doing what they're supposed to do to, under that umbrella of, hey, we got to get every drive, man. We got to maximize everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mitch, this game, they're going to run play action. You mentioned that earlier. I really look at this game as I'm concerned with Tyler Warren. I'm concerned with Pierce, and I'm concerned with Jonathan Taylor, because the last time we played a team that had a very dominant running back in Saquon Barkley was a Super Bowl, and it was almost, I don't want to say they forgot that Jalen Hurts still plays quarterback, but I don't want to see that sort of same recipe against the Colts, where I know Daniel Jones is banged up, but Daniel Jones has done this year. He has thrown the ball. He has made plays with his arm. He does have, you know, passing yards on his resume this year. Is that something that could get lost in the fold here on this game?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Trust your eyes. You've got to take more into account than just Jonathan Taylor. Although you've got to somehow can't let Jonathan Taylor do what he did against the Falcons, which is 286 scrimmage yards and 3 touchdowns, which has only been done by 3 humans in the history of the National Football League. And like one of those was like Spider McCracken at a Staten Island fairies or whatever. So, I mean, fairy, F-E-R-R-I.
I got you.
F-E-R-R-Y.
Yes.
You take the Staten Island Ferry to get a stat.
Jen had to take that. That's how they started the New York City Marathon. You board the Staten Island Ferry in Lower Manhattan. You take the ferry to Staten Island. You run 2 miles up the air over a bridge, and that's how you start the New York City Marathon with everybody packed on a ferry boat.
Well, how do you get back? Do you run on the boat?
No. You run from Staten Island across the Verrazano Narrows Bridge into, you know, Brooklyn and Queens, and you kind of just loop your way around. Right. You're running over these bridges the entire, so you don't have to get back on the boat to get back. No.
I gotcha. Well, it was seriously, but it was 286 and three touchdowns. I goes, nobody does this. So you got to somehow just slow it down. You can't let him run roughshod and go 20 miles an hour but you also have to understand there's a lot more to account for. You talk about the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I don't have to go that far back to the Bills, where you got the three tight ends equaling 150 and Dalton Kincaid looking like Kelsey with 100,000 yards. So you can't get so downhill where the Tyler Warren's running free. And Tyler Warren now is a factor. So you got to handle all that. That's why there's a lot on Spags' plate and a lot on every defender's plate. But you've got to trust your eyes, and you can't get caught trying to peek or guess, or that the Colts are good enough that they will make you pay for that. Defensively, we haven't mentioned the Colts at all. They're just feisty. They've got 14 takeaways. This is an opportunistic kind of poke the ball out kind of team. This is why they're underrated. Nobody talks about these guys. Kwity Paye. Is a good pass rusher. I think Zaire Franklin is one of the more underrated players in the entire league. He's a Nick Bolton type. He's everywhere. He does everything. He forces fumbles. He gets 1,000 tackles. And then you pick up Sauce Gardner. Yes, a very expensive trade, but that should have tipped us all off in the fact that the Colts feel like they got a shot. More of a shot than anybody's given credit. For Ballard to do that trade and to be that expensive, he's going for it now. And maybe it's the new daughter owner who took over after Jim Irsay passed, and everybody's got a sense of urgency there. But when they made the Gardner trade, you're thinking, do they think they're that close? Well, after studying them, I see what Chris Ballard knows. They got a shot, and Sauce Gardner gives them a big step forward.
All right, Mitch, we appreciate it. Big game on Sunday. Have a good call at noon, and we'll talk to you next Friday. Well, no, we won't. We'll talk to you a week from today, this Friday. Yeah. So have a good Thanksgiving with yours truly and your family, and take care.
Made it too easy on Mac Morey because I know he's a Tennessee dude, but he did get the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders right. But get ready for the next one, Mac. It won't be as easy.
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, Mitch, take care, brother.
Marshall. Right, let's go.
That is Mitch Holtis, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, brought to you by also Silver Sinai Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silver Sinai Eye Centers. Coming up next, it's Mid-Major Mac with one word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
All right, mid-major Mac Morey.
That's exactly right.
How you doing over there? He's basically saying you're a mid-major. I don't know if I like that or not.
I think he's saying you're major because you know everything about mid-majors.
I guess so.
That would be Binkley, though. Drew Nixon knows probably more about the mid-majors than Binkley does.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
If you are mid-major Mac Morey, you should watch Major Payne.
Okay.
And great, then Major right. Dad, another great TV show.
Hell yeah.
Anything with Major in it, I got to now watch it. Now that Mitchell has dubbed me Mid-Major Mac.
Did you ever buy a Major Saver?
No. You didn't? No.
I think I still have five never punched.
I never used them, but I always buy them.
All right, man.
One word, Chiefs-Colts game this Sunday.
Win. That's the only word that we need to be focused on is winning, because if you don't, the season is done. So there's one goal at hand, and that's to go out there and win and beat the Indianapolis Colts. Let's go. Start showing everybody you are one of the best teams in the NFL. You got to start taking care of business. It starts on Sunday. Win.
One word, crucial. There's a lot more than the season that weighs on this game. The season obviously is there, but there's a lot more to it. The criticism has been high this week.
Very high.
It's only going to go up if you do not succeed in this game against the Colts. It is very crucial to win this game.
Missouri, the Tigers go over to Norman. They take on the Sooners at 11 a.m. on ABC this Saturday morning. One word.
Retro. That's where I'm going. Retro. An old Big 12 battle, baby. Yeah. Let's go. Missouri and Oklahoma doing battle for the first time. As true SEC, did they play last year? Maybe they did. I don't know. But retro is what I'm going with. Opportunity for Missouri to go out there and win. Opportunity for Oklahoma. Upset alert for Missouri, even though they're a top 25 team. Go down there, beat Oklahoma, knock them out the rankings.
Yeah. What, that kid last week had 25 carries for 300 yards and four touchdowns or something like that.
Was that the UMass game?
No, that was Missouri, Mississippi State. Is that what it was?
Mississippi State. Okay.
Yeah, he was a stud. A little too late, but hey, man, Eli Drinkwitz, go beat a top 10 team. This is the opportunity. Not a whole lot of pressure. Your starting quarterback is out. Your backup quarterback is out. You want to win against a top 10 team? You want to be an upset? You want to go spoil somebody's season? Take the visor and the glasses and the smart-ass personality and stick it to the Sooners, because everybody in Missouri would love to see the Boomer Sooners lose.
You mentioned right there for Drink to go out and beat a top 10 team. I don't know if we were talking off the air or on the air yesterday. You go, it's kind of ironic that he's the number one guy to replace James Franklin when James Franklin's biggest knock was he couldn't win the big one, right? And that's kind of what Drink has that kind of knock on him, right?
Less time, less sample size, but yeah, that's 100% the name of the game for him right now. From Missouri to Rice, a lot of student perks for Rice University this week, and they take on North Texas. They get a free T-shirt if you're one of the first 500 students there, $15 food truck voucher, free ice cream, and most of all, free beer if you're 21 and up at Rice this week. In one word,
disaster. I mean, there's nothing good that's going to happen from giving free beer to college students to it. I mean, you talk about bribery at its finest. All right, we got a pretty good team. We can't get anybody here. All right, fine. Free beer. Oh my God, disco demolition night all over again. Like, you start rolling out free beer at a sporting event to college kids, that may be must-see TV to see the carnage that takes place because of the free beer at Rice this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's cool. It's a holiday weekend. You're trying to keep some kids in town. There's probably a lot of kids going home this weekend. I know that I was gone the minute I didn't have a class for the rest of the week. If Tuesday was my last day, I was gone, man. So, like, if I could get bribed by free beer, a T-shirt, and a $15 voucher plus ice cream is a very big crutch in my life. Yeah. Had some last night, even though it was custard, not technically ice cream. I did have
a
little chocolate malt with a little fudge and peanut butter in it. Not great. I got the small, though.
You get the small and you're fine. Small. You get the little tiny one, you're good to go. That's all you need.
Eight
just a little taste.
Is all I need, man.
That's all you need.
Just a little bit.
I used to always get the extra large back in the day and eat the whole damn thing all by myself and loved it.
I had that damn tournament one. Effing Chuck Norris.
Free beer. I mean, this is what it's come to, though.
Tommy
went
wingy.
Free beer at a college game. The weekend before Thanksgiving was always our best party of the year. We had more fun the weekend before Thanksgiving. It was awesome. I never left. I never wanted to get the hell out of there. We always went to the football games, free beer or not.
Yeah, you were in Lawrence. I was in Warrensburg.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, Warrensburg. Like, not a good town?
Not when I was there. Yeah. There's more there now.
Yeah. And I understand that. But I was like thinking from like Rice is Houston.
And all my friends left. So like.
Did that more of a commuter school than.
Yeah. It's 35 minutes from home.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I like being 1,093 miles away for a number of different reasons. Not that I was counting the miles.
AJ Brown in the news again. This is what he said about, his usage and what it matters to other teammates.
What would you say to, there's been speculation out there that you are not the same player you once were. What would you say to those people?
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either.
He says, I guess Saquon ain't the same player either. One word on AJ Brown.
Time for him to go in Philadelphia. That marriage needs to end. I mean, instead of using that as the answer, come back with something nice. Come back with something interesting. Saquon must be going downhill too. There's a lot of turmoil on that team, man. The players don't like the quarterback now. The fact that they're still winning games is unbelievable to me. That thing should have imploded from the inside out a long time ago.
Business.
I think my one word would be joker. Like, you make a lot of money, and you're a Super Bowl champion, and you are a top 10 wide receiver in the league. Maybe was, maybe not this season now. You had opportunity to be the bigger man. You got out there and be like, yeah, I could take that criticism, but it's my job to get better and be more presentable in the offense.
Yeah.
Instead, the guy that throws you the effing ball, you throw under the bus. The guy that was the Super Bowl MVP, under the bus. The guy that is in charge of your offense, under the bus. So to me, it was a joker response. And I played the Hasbulla business.
Business.
Because Howie Roseman, you got to get that man out of your locker room.
Yeah, he needs to go.
Immediately. I mean, next year, that guy's got to be somewhere else. Maybe Cleveland. Maybe, I don't know where you go.
Cleveland's a good spot. When you suck, send him to Cleveland. That's your punishment. All right, fine. You're going to do this, Dust. We're sending you to Cleveland.
A.J. Brown, wide receiver for the Vegas Raiders next year.
There you go. Vegas. Yeah. One of those places that just
That'd
suck all the time.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Him and Bowers would be sick.
Oof.
If he just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Besides, he wants to play.
Who's his quarterback in Vegas? We got to take a break, but I've got a completely different take than you guys on AJ.
All right, I'm interested to hear that.
Oh, nice. One word on Ashton Jeanty this year.
Invisible.
Line. He's got none.
Okay. I believe it. Coming up next on the other side, we get to our script. What's in the script presented by Foaling? Fool around and find out. Next, about the script here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.